The death of 7-month-old Nyree Anderson remains under investigation. But while that probe continues, what is easily noticed just feet away from a makeshift memorial on Moselle is a section of sidewalk badly damaged. Buffalo Common Councilmember David Fronczyk made that point at this week's council meeting and recalled his own experiences in Moselle last year while trying to walk door to door for his own political campaign.
I had to walk in the street where there were empty lots where demolitions had taken place. The sidewalks were obliterated, destroyed in all kinds of different shapes. If I had a hard time walking across with my clipboard, I had to go on the street. Imagine a mother in a stroller. It would have been absolutely impossible.
Council members say the problem is that contractors demolishing condemned structures citywide are supposed to fix the sidewalks they may damage during their jobs, but many don't. Mayor Byron Brown says the city's process to enforce sidewalk repairs has improved in recent years, but he added the city does not have the resources year to year to cover every need.
In general, we have a rating system where the city assesses every sidewalk. We work with the city council in making sure that damaged sidewalks are repaired and repaired based on those that are worst in every councilmatic district.
Brown says calls from the public help them evaluate the level of need for each damaged sidewalk. Council members, meanwhile, say bad sidewalks are only part of the city's safety problems. The other is frequent speeding. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.